Today on Gardening in a Minute, pruning roses. Roses in Florida can be high-maintenance plants, but these favorite flowers are still popular. Many rose types require a major pruning once or twice a year to look and perform their best. In Central and North Florida, you'll need to prune your roses hard once a year, typically in February. In South Florida, you may need to cut them back twice a year. Major yearly pruning consists of removing twigs and branches that are dead, diseased, injured, or just thin and spindly. Shorten the main canes and lateral branches and remove all small twigs and some of the older canes to improve the plant's form and regulate its height. Performed properly, this pruning can keep your roses beautiful and productive for the coming year. For more about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, camellias. Camellias have been part of the southern landscape for almost 200 years. Native to Asia, these beauties thrive in north and central Florida, and to a lesser extent in South Florida. Camellias can have single or double flowers, with colors that range from pure white to pink to red, and combinations of these colors. There are two main groups of camellia, the Sasanquas and Japonicas. The Sasanquas have smaller flowers and bloom from November through early January. The Japonicas typically have larger flowers that open winter through early spring. Most camellias grow to be large, evergreen shrubs, but there are some selections that are smaller. They prefer well-drained, acidic soils with lots of organic matter and perform best in partial shade. For more about camellias and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, subterranean termites. Subterranean termites are the most destructive and frequently encountered termites in Florida. Subterranean termites live in colonies and feed on wood and other items that contain cellulose. They typically live in the soil, tree stumps, or decaying wood. Wood in contact with the soil, especially near a moisture source, like a downspout or outdoor faucet, is susceptible to attack. However, termites can build mud tunnels or tubes to reach several feet above the ground. Subterranean termites may be detected by the presence of mud tubes, wood damage, or swarms of flying termites. In Florida, the peak swarming period for these termites is from January through May. If you suspect you have a termite infestation, contact a trustworthy pest control professional immediately. For more about termites and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, vegetable gardens from seed. There are several advantages to starting your garden from seed, rather than buying starter plants. For one, you'll have more choice in what varieties you grow. Garden centers, catalogs, and nurseries all offer seeds for many varieties of vegetables with different colors, flavors, and maintenance needs. Make sure to choose varieties best suited to your area. You can get a head start on the growing season, too. Seeds can be started in any small container with holes for drainage and grown in sunny windows or be kept outside if protected from cold temperatures. Another benefit of starting your garden from seed is that you can save money. Seeds are cheaper than transplants, and if you have extra, you can use them next year. For more about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, choosing a florist. Flowers are always an appropriate gift, but with so many florists, how do you choose one that's right for you? Select a florist who will get to know you. Keep track of your favorite flowers and send reminders of upcoming special occasions. Find one with convenient hours and a guarantee of satisfaction. A good florist will ask questions about what you're looking for, offer their expert advice, and suggest gifts to match any sentiment, occasion, or even home decor. Look for artistry in the florist's designs and presentation. A great shop carries a complete selection of different high-quality flowers. It should also provide floral food with purchases and offer instructions for proper care. A good florist can make any occasion a memorable one. For more about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.